Yeah, this is sorry, I'm getting emotional. This is a game, man. Like, this is one of those games. The box score is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. And that's not to take away from the contributions on either team. But at the end of the day, there are certain games where you can throw away the play calls. And both teams had good ones. You can throw away the stats except for the one stat that matters. And that's how much you scored and how much the other team scored. And at the end of the day, there's going to be certain games where the only thing that matters is that you outscore your opponent. Not whether it's pretty, not whether you executed your game plan flawlessly, not whether their leading scorer was able to get to certain spots. You have to find ways, and sometimes in unconventional ways, and sometimes by people that you least expected, to get a win. This was a program and a culture win. And it speaks to what our program's about. That was a heck of a job. People don't understand, I think, sometimes how much these guys put into every single day. And we always want, right, as a society, instant gratification. You put the work in, it results in a win. You put the work in, it results in a win. And sometimes you can put the work in and you can improve and grow, and it doesn't show up in the win-loss column. And it's so easy, in my opinion, for young people and people in general to give in to that mentally and emotionally and not stick with it. And what you saw or heard tonight was a team and a school from Spartanburg that has trusted our staff and has trusted each other and found a gritty way to get a win. And I couldn't be more proud of our group.
And Dwight, when they're in their locker room, and they're bruised, and they're beat up, and they got floor burns, and bodies were hitting the floor all the time, and defense in the last 2.5 minutes of regulation and overtime was amazing. Now the light goes on for some of the newer guys. They see that what you've been preaching pays off on the scoreboard. Got to be huge moving forward.
1,000%. I mean, we have guys, again, both teams, any team you play, nobody's always going to be 1,000%. We have guys banged up. We have guys bloodied. We have guys hurt. We have guys that were sick. Our guys found a way to win. And I'm just really excited because, you know, in a perfect world, right, you come out and you bang all these shots and you get stop after stop after stop and everything's flowing well and everything, right, you're in great sync and in great harmony. And, you know, that's not what today was. And it's great because what this showed us is that we can win gritty. We can win when things aren't going our way. We were down 9 on the road to a Conference USA opponent in the second half, and everyone in the arena thought the game was over. And all our guys did was trust the process even more, dig their heels in, and found ways to get stops and make great plays together on the offensive end. And again, the box score reflected that today.
We're going to talk to one of these guys in a minute, so I just want you to comment on him. Corey Tripp tonight, 17 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, no turnovers. Just comment about what he was able to do for your club, particularly in the latter stages of the second half and overtime.
The box score doesn't even begin to show Corey Tripp's value. He played 38 minutes against one of the most athletic and physical teams we'll play all year. He had 0 turnovers. He had 10 rebounds. He had 7 assists. He had 17 points. And that doesn't even begin to tell the story of what Corey Tripp means to this program. Corey Tripp's buy-in, Corey Tripp's mentality, Corey Tripp's leadership, it's some of the best growth I've ever seen in coaching. And he's just scratching the surface. And I said it this time last year, and I'm going to say it again. There's not a more improved player in the Southern Conference than Corey Tripp. And I couldn't be more proud of that player.
That might have been true last year. It might be true again this year. That's a great point. Dwight, congratulations.
Snack time, baby.
Hey, snack time.
I believe I spied a Buc-ee's or two on the way over here. So, Dwight, we appreciate it. We will talk to Corey in just a moment. Great, great win for these.